Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100-plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000-plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachie could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision Nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to community. Partner with us to bridge gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Howard Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Stopping us now. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And do we have a treat for you right now? That's right. There's no stop us now when the next guest comes on. We have Mr. Peter Durante. That's right. On the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Peter, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Michael. I want to
Peter, we want to say happy birthday, first of all, Peter.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to Peter.
Well, listen, Michael, I want to sing a song for you guys.
Wait a second, Peter.
Peter, this is going out to you on this very special occasion.
I'm in Kansas.
It is truly wonderful to celebrate you. So my good friend Stevie dropped in to say,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
That's from Stevie Wonder to Peter.
Happy birthday, Peter.
And Peter is, am I right, Peter? It's 99. Is that right, Peter?
I'm 99, Michael.
Wow.
God bless you.
Wow.
Peter?
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm making a statement right now. Next year, at this time, next year, the whole show is yours. Next year at this time, we're going to make a big 100th birthday party for you. Can you hear me?
Michael, I want to sing a song for you guys.
Okay.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. He makes me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much God loves you. Please don't take the sunshine away. My daughter wants to say hello.
Very good, Peter.
That's great. That's great, Peter.
His daughter's name is Barbara, if I remember. Is it Barbara?
What's your daughter's name?
Wants to say hello.
Hello.
Hi,
I'm Peter's daughter, Donna, and
Donna. You're Donna. Okay, hi, Donna.
Yeah, and we love listening to Blind and Beyond, even from Illinois, where we moved a few years ago from Florida, and it comes in very clearly, nice and crisp. And
thank you.
And I listen to our dad and grandfather sing "God Bless America" from Illinois, and it's a lot of fun. We love the Blind and Beyond, and what you're doing for all of the people and everyone. It's an inspiring program. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And like I just told your father, I don't know if you heard on it. He said, next year at this time, his 100th birthday, we're going to make a big show for him on this radio show, just for your father. The whole show pretty much will be your father.
Thank you. He had a wonderful birthday party yesterday, 99. A lot of friends and family were there, and it was a big party.
I want to tell everyone that I made 99 because of prayer to God, and also try to think good thoughts, and try to help other people, and that's how I made 99.
That's it. And you know, Peter, you're one of the oldest CBs alive today.
Yes. Well, folks, have a great year coming, and you do good work, and God bless.
Well, thank you
happy
so much.
99.
Happy 99, Peter. Happy 99.
Wow.
Happy birthday.
I love you. God bless you.
We love you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Donna.
We'll keep listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We have time for his trivia. We'll do it later.
We have time. It's 8:09.
We only got 6 minutes.
Right. Well, we'll do his trivia in 6 minutes.
Okay. Gary, you want to do your trivia?
Wait. Lynn, you sound great.
Yeah, Lynn sounds good.
You sound great. We got 6 minutes. Do the trivia, 6 minutes, and let's go. You sound great.
I mean, I'm back to my old self bossing him around, right?
Right.
Now you can Alan Michael tomorrow.
All right. Well, it's up to you guys.
I can do it.
Right.
Want me to do it, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay. Michael said my trivia last week was hard. So I'm going to make it super easy on every one of you that listened to the show last week. Hopefully you listened last week, because my questions are going to be connected to last week's show. And Michael said he knows it, so I know it's got to be easy. What? How many notes in taps? I said it last week. Michael said he knows it. Now I want to see if you paid attention. How many notes are there in a song, taps? That easy enough, Michael? Michael? Michael?
Well, I don't know.
It's still a hard question because if you're a vet,
that's not hard.
Okay,
I gave it out last week.
407-894-1680. Let's see if anybody knows it. 407-894-1680. Let's see if anybody knows it.
Yeah, I gave it out last week.
Okay. Got 2 minutes to answer. 407-894-1680. Who knows how many notes to a tap?
Yep, and taps. It was sure good to hear from Peter calling in tonight. He sung that song so good, too.
407-894-1680. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This trivia, who knows?
Well, I know.
I remember, but I'm not going to say.
I know who would know if he was still around. Or matter of, you know, sha-boing, boing, boing, hey, baby. He would have it down to the T.
Okay, let me know. 407-894-1680. You got 1 minute to call in.
Come on, I gave the number out last week.
407-894-1680.
So, Michael?
Yes. I'm here.
He's drifting.
Are you going to check into some of the other things that you and I talked about, like maybe a simple digital recorder so you can put some information down?
We'll talk about it later after our next guest. Because
okay.
Right now, we're ready to go to a break.
Okay. I just didn't want you to forget.
Michael's like an elephant.
Now I'm going to get on you about getting these things.
So, nobody's calling in.
Hold on, you can't say that. I'm trying to handle the calls. Hold on.
Hold on. I know we got a winner.
Hold the phone.
We got a winner.
The Blind and Beyond radio show. And by the way, if anybody missed any part of this show or any other show, there's more than 400 shows that we archived. When the show's over, we archive it. And you go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget that. And if you want to write to me, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So if you miss any part of the show, you go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And listen to this.
Come on, we got a winner.
Anybody after the break, if you're over 65, listen to this
next segment.
You should be interested in it.
Okay.
Especially
all right.
If you have macular degeneration.
Right.
Yeah. There we go.
I have four callers on the phone line. Four callers. All right.
Any new caller?
I got Roy from Tennessee. I got Bill that called back. I got Tony that called back. And then I have Bob from Daytona Beach, Florida.
So you got Rory from Tennessee.
We know who that is.
Bill from Delray Beach.
Yeah.
Tony from Wellington, Florida. And I got Bob from Daytona Beach. And I believe Bob is truly a first-time caller.
Let's try Bob again.
Bob's the new caller. From where's he calling from, Bob?
Daytona Beach, Florida.
Okay, let's get Daytona. Bob, new caller from Daytona Beach, Florida.
All the way from the city of Daytona Beach, Florida, the world's most famous beach. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, here's Bob.
Hello.
Hey, Bob.
I have the answer to your question.
Okay, so what's the answer? What's the answer, Bob?
24.
I'm sorry, Bob.
Sorry.
Wrong answer.
Wrong answer. Thank you.
Hey, yeah, Bob. Thank you so much,
call
Bob.
Call in again. Never hurts.
There's more.
Call again. Yep. Who's next?
All right. So you want to take the trip out of state to Tennessee?
Take Tennessee.
Tennessee. Roy from Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. Roy, how you doing?
I know Roy knows this one.
I don't know now.
Hey, Roy.
Is this one really fair or not? Because Roy going to get this one on the first one, right?
Yeah.
So who is it?
Well, apparently the what's happening on the show is way behind where we're at. So did your first time caller? Did you put him on?
Yeah, we put him on already.
He didn't have it. He didn't. Okay, so you're up next.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, the song Taps has a grand total of 4 notes in it.
No, you are wrong.
I mean, 4 different pitches. If you're talking about how many distinct pitches are in the song Taps, there's 4 different notes.
Well, yes, I understand, but how many all in total? I know you're correct there.
I can't.
When you do,
I know you're correct there in 4 notes. The sound of notes.
I cannot understand anything you're saying.
How many in total notes are there?
All right, I'm going to have to let you guys go because the audio that I'm getting from you guys is extremely garbled. I cannot, barely understand a single thing you're saying to me.
Okay.
Okay.
We're sorry.
All right, we're going to go to break.
All right. So we're going to take this break here.
Let's go to break.
Okay, gotcha.
We're going to break. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. I'm sorry, it's gargled. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way, Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100+ stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000+ tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call is 407-894-1680. I'm going to say it nice and slow. 407-894-1680. Lynn?
I can talk for a brief minute. Well, we'd like to welcome for the... We'd like to welcome our guest, Michael Besserman. And Michael is the marketing director at Samsara Vision, as you know, is one of our sponsors. And he is here tonight with a very special guest to tell us more about Samsara Vision. And we were briefly introduced to it a few weeks ago by Dr. Becky Kammer. So welcome, Michael.
Welcome, Michael.
Welcome, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Lynn. Very much appreciate the opportunity to be here. As you said, my name is Mike Besserman. I lead the marketing efforts for Samsara Vision. And I'm very lucky to be here with Dr. Mark Levy, who will be speaking to us tonight a little bit more about the implantable miniature telescope and his experiences.
And Michael, let's encourage everybody, if you're over 65 years old, and if you have macular degeneration, listen up. This is an important segment for you.
And one more thing, if you want to ask a question, please call 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680 for questions.
Right. Okay. So take it away, Michael.
Yeah, so with me tonight is Dr. Mark Levy. He is a fellowship-trained neuro-ophthalmologist and orbital surgery specialist in Sarasota, Florida. He's a partner at the Sarasota Retina Institute and has been in practice for 35 years. And in addition to treating patients with all types of eye diseases, he gives multiple lectures to peer physicians, ophthalmology residents, and medical students, as well as participates in several clinical trials at his practice. And we are lucky enough to be working with Dr. Levy on our own clinical trial for the new generation, smaller incision, new generation implantable miniature telescope, which is a technology for people with late stage macular degeneration. It is an implant that goes into one eye during routine cataract surgery, and it magnifies the image so these individuals could possibly see things that they were unable to see before. This is a device in which its first generation was approved several years ago. Dr. Levy was, in fact, one of our lead investigators in our original study, in which he implanted five patients in the state of Florida, was the lead investigator in the state of Florida. And since that time, as the first generation device was approved, Dr. Levy has utilized this technology and helped over 25 additional patients. And now, even more recently, he's currently one of the active investigators in our trial to bring this newer generation technology to market, where he's already implanted two patients in the new trial. So he's very well versed on the technology and, of course, working with people of this late stage disease. So as a company, we thought it'd be great to bring him on to answer any questions, to talk a little bit more about the technology, or really answer any questions, Michael, that you or your listeners may have from a Florida physician that knows these people very, very well.
Welcome, Dr. Levy.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Lynn.
I have one question before we begin, Dr. Levy. We keep on talking about the word telescope. Now, what I'm understanding, if I'm right, you are implanting a lens, not a telescope. The lens is it makes it like a telescope. But because when I think of a telescope, I think of something sticking out of your eye of a telescope. So it's not really a telescope. You call it a telescope, but it's really a lens. The lens. Am I right?
No, Michael, you're not. A telescope is a device that has two lenses. Now, let's go back a little bit. 50 years ago, do you remember Steve Austin, the $6 million man? It was in the 1970s, this TV show.
Yes, well, we know him.
Lee Majors was an astronaut that was injured, and they actually inserted a telescope inside of his eye that allowed him to magnify, to see on a magnified stage, if you will.
Now, I remember that.
Well, that's what a telescope is. A telescope, specifically a Galilean telescope, is a high plus, high minus lens in a glass tube. And it magnifies by increasing the size of the object. Now, let's go forward to the late 1990s. In Israel, a ophthalmologist by the name of Isaac Lipschitz and his engineer, Eli Aharoni, were able to miniaturize lenses that normally would go in the eye and make a device that actually magnifies. Prior to the late 1990s, we never had anything we could put inside the eye to make somebody see as in a magnified fashion. We had telescopes that went outside of the eye in glasses, but they were rather cumbersome, that you had a small visual field. You all remember Tom Brady. I go to the Buck games, and when I see him, I look at him through my binoculars. That, in essence, is a telescope. I can see Tom Brady, but I can't see who he's throwing to because the field of vision is too small. Now, if we move that telescope from the outside of the eye, which I'm using in binoculars, to inside the eye, the visual field becomes expanded by four times, and the image size increases by three times. Now the patient is able to see what they previously could not see before, because their blind spot, or the part that's affected by macular degeneration, has been reduced to one-third its size. So now people are able to read print, they're able to recognize loved ones, they're able to see TV, they're able to go shopping and see labels on objects on the shelf. And it is totally rechanging how we think about living with macular degeneration.
Could I ask you a question, please?
Yes.
I'll go ahead then, Michael.
No, go ahead, Gary.
I just want to know, it might sound stupid, but because of Lee Majors and what they came up with, could that have inspired somebody to do this?
Well, it actually, I don't know how much it inspired the ophthalmologist, because it had been tried before. But the truth was that we were not able to miniaturize lenses small enough to create a telescope. Instead, we only had a single lens, and this is what Michael was talking about, to go inside the eye. This is actually a device that has two lenses separated. They're actually quartz lenses situated implanted in a glass tube that goes inside the eye. It does not stick out in front of the eye. It actually goes where the intraocular lens or the human lens is. And it actually has the thickness of a human lens. It has about six times the thickness of an intraocular lens, but it's able to be safely implanted in the eye where the human lens is, and the patient can use it as if they would use their regular lens beforehand.
Dr. Levy, this is Lynn. Thank you for the clarification. Can you please explain to the audience that might be listening, that niche audience that might be listening, what is the prerequisite for a surgery such as this? What do they need to know in layman's terms?
The FDA came out with their suggestions in 2010, when the first device was FDA approved, that the patients have to have a visual acuity of no better than 2160 to 2800. So in essence, that means being able to see the big letter E, but not any of the other lines, if you will. And the reason for this is because the device works the best in patients who have the macular degeneration that can be improved with a telescope. We actually hold an external telescope to their eye before we do the surgery to make sure that they can see better with it. So we actually have a device that we can show them before the surgery, because we're going to take out the human lens and reinsert this telescope in its place. So the patient can get a little bit of an indication how they will do after the surgery.
Hey.
So this is actually a telescopic implant. It is not an intraocular lens.
Excuse me. Listen, I have a caller on the phone line. I have George from Ormond Beach calling in. And he's talking about Stargardt disease, I believe. And he wants to know if this lens will help. George, are you there? George, can you come away from your Alexa a little bit?
I'm going to turn it off.
Yeah.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. We can hear you. Go ahead, George.
Hi there.
Hello,
hi, George.
I'm over 65, and I have a form of macular degeneration called Stargardt. Would that telescope work on that situation?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting, George, because 20 years ago when we did the first FDA trial between 2002 to 2004, we actually included patients who had Stargardt's disease. For those in the audience who don't know what Stargardt's is a form of macular degeneration that usually occurs in the 40s to sometimes in the latter 30s to early 40s, and it causes the same symptoms of macular degeneration, but anywhere from 20 to 30 years before what a normal person would have with regular macular degeneration. So the reason the FDA says they don't want it implanted in these patients is because you have already learned over, at what age did you lose your central vision?
I beg your pardon?
At what age did you lose your central vision? You're 65 now.
About 30 years ago.
Correct. So you've had 30 years to compensate. That would almost be like, a person who's implanted with a brace and has learned how to compensate with a bad knee. Putting a new knee in will be really hard to do because they would have to completely relearn how to walk. And you've been doing it for so long, it's not as successful as a procedure in patients who have lost their vision 20 or 30 years ago. It's more for the patients, it's over the age of 65, but it's more for patients who have lost their vision, say in the last 3 to 5 years, or perhaps as much as 10 years.
No, I've been
with
like this
Stargardt's
for 50
disease,
years.
For some reason, it doesn't seem to be as well tolerated.
I thank you anyway.
Well, thank you for calling, George.
Dr.
Levy, we thank you, George. Keep on listening. Dr. Levy, we have another caller calling in from Tennessee. Her name is Kelly, and she has a question for you. Welcome, Kelly.
Yes, hello. So I have retinopathy of prematurity and glaucoma, and my visual acuity is 2200. And I can see the E, and I can see probably just like one line below. But my question is this like kind of like a magnifying glass in the lens, would it distort distance vision and make it blurry?
It does not. It actually does not distort vision because it magnifies the vision. However, but in retinopathy of prematurity and in congenital glaucoma, that is a separate problem. Yes, sometimes your vision can be improved with magnification, but the FDA has not investigated patients with ROP and or glaucoma for this device. Therefore, it's only indicated in patients with advanced dry age-related macular degeneration.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks so much.
Sure.
Thanks, Kelly, for calling in.
Thank you, Kelly. If there's anybody else that has a question, please call Gary. Would you please give out the number?
407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
Thank you.
In the meantime, can I, while we're waiting for another question, can I talk, Michael, about a new development with this telescope?
Your show. Let's
so
go.
We're now into the second phase. We're now into a newer device that Mike Besserman just discussed. It's called the smaller incision next generation IMT or implantable miniature telescope.
Sure.
And what it is, it's a little bit smaller than the previous one, kind of like the difference between 8-tracks and then when we went to cassettes. It requires less of an incision. It's a smaller incision. It's a quicker procedure. It requires less sutures. And the rehabilitation appears in this study that we are now doing. Plus, they have done over 200 of them in Europe, that the healing is much faster with this newer device. And that's currently the FDA trial that we are doing. The
I have one question.
Yes.
My question is, after the procedure, how long does it take for that person to be at normal with the new procedure?
Well, like anything, it depends on how bad their macular degeneration. It's not a simple thing where I can say it takes a week or a month or 6 weeks. It really depends on several factors. Number one, how bad was their cataract to start with? Number two, how bad was their macular degeneration? Number three, not everybody heals at the same rate. But using the older device, we would see improvement within the first week or so, and we would get maximum vision at about 6 weeks. It seems in Europe, the studies that were done, and by the way, this newer device is actually approved in Europe and is currently being done in multiple European nations. And it seems that the people are recovering faster, where we're actually able to start seeing improvement in the first week. And they're already getting visual rehabilitation within several weeks. And I'm kind of excited about that, because in this day and age, we all want to do outpatient. We all want outpatient surgery. We want to be able to get back to our activities of daily living. We want to regain vision. And that's what I think this device may help us do.
Hey, amazing. Dr. Levy, we have another caller.
I have Dan Day all the way from Altamont Springs, Florida, who has a question for you, Doc. Dan, how you doing? Dan.
Hey, great, Dan. Great. Good evening. Hey, everybody. Hey, good evening, Doctor. Hey, this is very exciting. I was wondering for people or patients who have already had cataract surgery and have an artificial lens in there, are there any special implications about your particular device?
You know, Dan, that's a very good question. Right before COVID, the FDA had approved a study that I was involved in, and we actually took out an intraocular lens and placed a older generation, the first generation implant, in about seven patients. I actually was involved with the study. I did not do any, but we did some over in Europe, in London, and I published a poster and an article on how this it was able to safely be done in Europe, in the UK. But the problem was, because COVID was starting, our recruitment was very slow. So we postponed that study, and the newer device came out. So we're excited. We're using the newer device right now. But unfortunately, the FDA wants us to keep it clean. They don't want patients who previously had had intraocular surgery. I would tell you that stay tuned, because if the newer device gets approved, then I would think the next most likely thing would be to reinvestigate patients who have already had intraocular lens insertion in their eyes with advanced macular degeneration. Like I said, it has been done before, but it's not FDA approved at this juncture.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you for that explanation.
Dr. Bye-bye. Levy, just so you know, Dan didn't say it, but he's in head of the Foundation Fighting Blindness chapter of the Orlando chapter.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Yep. You better talk, Michael. I can't talk.
That's yeah. So nice that he's so dedicated.
Yeah, he has the retinopathy. Yeah. The RP also. Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us more, doctor.
Well, like I said, we are actively recruiting patients for this study. It's a national study. It's currently at 10 different centers throughout the United States. It's in Asheville. The centers are as follows: Asheville, North Carolina, New Jersey, Eatontown, Erie, Pennsylvania, Houston, Texas, Loma Linda, California, Lawrence, Massachusetts, Madison, Wisconsin, Pasadena, California. Here in Sarasota, in Florida, we are the only center in the state of Florida. And finally, Whippany, New Jersey. And we're looking to try and recruit over 100 patients in this study. We are currently at around a dozen that have been done. And we're looking forward to trying to complete this study within the next year to year and a half.
So if you have any questions, now's the time to call in and speak to the doctor now. If you have any questions, if you think that you might want to do it, call now, 407-894-1680.
Can I also add that if they're interested, they can go on a website, which is SAMSARA, I'll spell it. It's SAMSARA Vision. And they can look up this telescopic study, or they can call the following number, and I'll repeat it twice. The phone number to call the corporate offices are 408-872-9393. And again, that's SAMSARA, SAMSARA Vision. And the phone number is 408-872-9393. And you will get their corporate offices in New Jersey.
Thank you, doctor, for all your information tonight.
It's been my pleasure.
Michael.
Hey, Doc, I really appreciate everything that you've talked about tonight. You gave me some vital stuff that I need to know, and just in general of knowing. So fantastic job, Doc. Fantastic job.
Thank you. What you all do for the partially sighted individuals. Even if we get one person that can see from this technology, I consider that a win.
Hey,
Can you give that phone number and that information one more time, just so that our audience can make sure they got it down? Take your pens, take your papers out. Somebody, Alexa, take note.
Okay.
Get ready.
So the device is made by SAMSARA, S-A-M. S-A-R-A Vision, V-I-S-I-O-N, and they're in New Jersey. That's where their offices are. The phone number to get in touch with them is 408-872-9393. I'll repeat that, 408-872-9393. They will answer questions. They will talk. If you have somebody you know who may want to participate in this study, they are very happy to refer you to the nearest center.
Thank you, Dr. Levy. If I can just, and I know we've
thank
given
you, doctor.
I know we've given a lot of information. There is one additional website that will take you directly for this study if you want to, if it's easier for someone for you or yourself to fill out online. And if I can just provide that as well, this yep. will take you direct
go
to
ahead.
This website. It's www.concertostudy, mm-hmm. which is C-O-N-C-E-R-T-O study.com. C-O-N-C-E-R-T-O study.com.
It's also on our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org, on our sponsor yep. page, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great night, everyone. Take
you
care.
Too. You sure. too. Take care.
Take care. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Michael.
And anything Bye. You want to know about the study, go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's CONCERTO study.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision Nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to community. Partner with us to bridge gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.com.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Never put both feet in your mouth at the same time. Then you won't have a leg to stand on.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. If you missed any part of the show, this show or any other show, go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Lynn?
Okay, I'm going to sign off shortly before Michael and Debbie and Gary and Chris say goodnight. So I just like to do my little show wrap up and to remind you to join us next week. We're not sure if Sheila will join us or David. So we'll see what happens. It'll be a surprise. Maybe Sheila Young or maybe Dave Hillebrand. Anyway, our guest will be Mario Bonds, who is a totally blind singer in American Idol season 15. And season 2 of the Glee Project. He happened to get stuck in the Hilton Hotel elevator in Atlanta because of its digital touchscreen with no braille. So that will be an interesting interview. And Adam Greenberg, owner of North Shore Care Supply, will be joining us. And all this and a lot much more. Okay, Michael.
Let's go back now to Debbie. Debbie?
Yes, sir.
You still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, so let's talk about what we were talking off the air a little bit.
Yes.
We got a couple minutes to discuss it.
Okay. So we talking about with you that I think you should see if there is a simple digital recorder available. Maybe I'm sure Melissa's got something. And that way you can put information on there that you might need just in case Lynn's not available. You know, you're talking about your credit card number, any other numbers that you might need, because you may not, if you might, on your phone that you have, you might say, oh, call such and such to the operator and may say, well, we don't have that. So, you know, it's always better to be prepared and have it in case you need it rather than not have it when you do need it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. What else do you suggest? What else do you suggest?
That suggests the Victor Reader string.
Well, I don't know if Michael, well, he could use that to take notes too, but there's some others that are, you know, that's a Humanware product. That's a great one. If you're interested in reading books, if you're interested in taking down information like
person.
That.
I'm not a book
okay,
person.
But you could also take all these notes down on that. You can record simple notes, even something like for 10 seconds, or you can record a whole meeting. That would be something good for you to, and it's all tactile. So it would be fairly easy for you to learn. But I also think you should look into that phone that she has. I'm not going to mention the name of it again. But
You know what I'm surprised, Debbie? You know, I'm surprised that our listeners, I'm surprised we get more people calling in to discuss what their thoughts were as far as what we're discussing about what happens if they got sick, if they live alone, if they have a caregiver, what happens if the caregiver gets sick?
Mm-hmm.
I guess people didn't care enough to ask or question.
Well, you got me thinking about it. You got me thinking about it in case
not
something happens and
about
I get sick.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised that people didn't call up and just and voice their opinion.
Yeah.
Have a thought. Call in and
that's it.
Well, maybe they've got a plan. I don't know. But that's why they if they do, they should have called in and told us what that is.
Yeah. I'm very surprised that they didn't call in or voice their opinion or have a thought.
But getting back to
the
phone.
Maybe they had a good idea and I didn't know.
Getting back to the phone. That phone that she talked about, she didn't mention that it does have lots of applications or little programs on there that are specifically designed for blind people. One of them is one of the visual interpretation programs where you can call this call a volunteer.
Well, I'll give you one thought over what you're saying, not to interrupt you. Here's one more important than everything we're talking about that I just thought about, that you should have near you at all times if you have a caregiver or you don't have a caregiver, either way, but someone that could take care of you. So not when you get sick and think about now I'm sick, because at that time you're too upset.
That's right. But
you should think about in advance, who is going to take care of me? Who is going to help me if and when it happens? So you should plan ahead just in case you ever do get sick. I mean, you might die and never have that problem, but the point is, if you have animals, like we have three cats and three dogs. That's another thing I was worried about.
Hey,
so
Mike,
the point is, who's going to take care of it? Yeah, what, Chris?
Listen, I got our good friend John from Clint, Indiana on the phone line. First question is, did we ever answer the question to the trivia? It's too
late. Yes. I was going to mention it.
No, we didn't, but it's too late now. It's too late to get it.
I'm going to say 21 notes. 21 notes. There was actually four. Dun, 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 but that's four. But I wanted a total of 21 notes and taps.
Okay, got it.
No, okay. That's it. That wraps up the show. I want to thank Debbie for coming on. I want to thank...
I hope I helped some.
Absolutely. You absolutely did.
Very nice, Debbie.
Okay. I want to thank Gary Sinclair for coming on.
Yep.
I want to thank Lynn.
I want to thank Lynn for coming on and doing what she did tonight.
That's correct.
That's for sure. We couldn't have done it without Lynn.
Oh, yes, you could.
Absolutely.
I'm just the narrator.
But the last thing I said, I think it was probably the most important thing the whole night, and that is that you should plan ahead if and when you ever do get sick, that you know who you're going to call.
Right. And Michael, I have one more thing.
Whether it be an agency, wait a second, Gary. Whether it be an agency or a friend or someone, that you should plan ahead that if you ever do get sick, that you have someone to call. Not when you get sick and then you don't know who to call. But you should plan ahead, whether it be an agency that you have to call, whether it be a friend, whether it be someone, a child, someone that you call ahead and discuss it with, that if you ever get sick, you know who to call.
I was going to say, now I hope when you do get sick, that when you holler out, you do appreciate Lynn a little bit more now, because you know what it's all about.
Well, I appreciate Lynn every day that I'm alive. I appreciate Lynn.
Because absolutely.
Lynn has been my partner in everything I've ever done in my whole life since the last 37 years of knowing Lynn. We have to ready to sign off. It's been a pleasure to talk to all of you tonight. We thank you for letting us come in your home. And all I can say to all of you, thank you for listening. Thank you for letting us in your home. Thank you. Thank you,
we
Gary.
Love you all.
Thank you, Debbie. We love you all.
Yep. Yep.
Thank you, Chris. And good night to all.
Thanks, Chris.
And by the way,
thank
don't
you.
Go away. Don't go away.
Good night,
we'll
Debbie.
Back.
Good night, Debbie.
Good night, we'll Gary.
Back in 1 week.
Good night, Michael. Good night, good night, Lynn. Down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got